got something big coming up on Saturday. It's the open house at the 16th Street Business Center. Jim Messier, our good buddy, is here, and Anna Holiday is here with him. Well, thank you for coming in, both of you.
Hello.
Now, the Business Center is that building you see on 16th Street. It says Von Schrader or Von Schrader. How do you pronounce that? I know we'll go
with, we went through that before.
I had to knock his glasses off because he challenged me on the pronunciation last time. Sorry for doing that, by the way. I didn't mean to do it. And thank you for not pressing charges. That was nice. So it's in that building. Now, people don't realize what's in that building. Because I've been there a couple of times. What did it start as? A factory building?
Originally? Yeah, we can start it, with the history of it, Don. It was started by the Racine Wagon and Carriage Company. They manufactured a line of wagons, buggies, farm wagons, delivery wagons, sleighs, and whatever, since the 1870s. Some buildings were there prior to that, though. In 1903, the Racine Wagon and Carriage Company merged with the Satley Plow Manufacturing Company of Springfield, Illinois, becoming the Racine Satley Company. And there's a lot of old-timers who still refer to that building as the Satley Building. Mm-hmm. But by 1910, automobiles surpassed the wagon and carriage industry. But Racine Satley announced that they would not get into producing automobiles. They wanted to stay with wagons. I don't know why, but by 1914, the company stopped making wagons entirely. And by 1916, the Satley Building was renamed the Racine Industrial Plant and became the first business incubator in the whole country. Now, many Racine firms got their start there, Don, including Modine, Dumore, Midland Container, Webster Electric, and a lot more. But by 1995, artists discovered that building, and they started to move in, now known as the Racine Business Center or 16th Street Studios. There's over 100 entrepreneurs, artists, merchandisers in this building that they now call home. So,
yeah, and I've been in there, and each little area has got its own artists, its own businesses.
Sure.
It had a restaurant there at one time, but the owner passed away. It was a very nice restaurant.
Yeah, Shea Bob's.
Shea Bob's. And we went there for lunch once. Yeah. The meatloaf was...
Oh, Meatloaf Thursdays.
I know, that's where we went.
Yeah.
And you have a place in there, and you have all this chazerai. It's like all the memorabilia. You have some of those baby buggies in there, too, don't you?
Yeah, we have a doctor's buggy.
And you have that big sign from Nelson's.
Yeah. That's true.
You can't even stand it up at somebody.
No, it's laying flat.
You
have to lay down.
You've got tons of memorabilia from Racine's history in that
place. From Racine, right. We're loaded with Racine memorabilia. Don, you mentioned the Nelson Dime Store sign. We also have the sign from Dania Hall. Many other old Racine signs, including a large Pew Oil sign. We have 25 old Racine circus posters. Literally over 100 old political posters from Racine from the 40s and 50s, even earlier. We have a 1932 pinball machine, which is all mechanical, non-electrical, and it still works. You can play it on Saturday if you'd like. We have six old toy riding horses made by the Deluxe Woodcraft Company. Phonographs. We have three Blandin phonographs that were made there from the mid-1920s. A lot of memorabilia from Western Publishing and Gold Medal Folding Furniture Company, a working fanning mill, old wooden sleigh, an old doctor's buggy, many old weary trunks. You name it, we have it there.
With the body still inside? Or?
I never looked, but you could fit a body in there very easily.
I watch too many Datelines, that's my problem. Now, Anna, you have a place in there, but totally different.
Yes.
You're in the art, and there's a lot of artists in there, and you are into stained glass. That's nice.
I am, yes.
Let's talk about it.
Okay, yeah, so I'm right down the hall, actually, and I am in Studio 2323. My business name is Owl and Birch. And I've been doing stained glass since 2019. So it's a medium that I found right before COVID, and it actually got me through that entire time. And it's grown into something so magical and pretty cool. So
now this is an open house, and it's this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now, you actually have business hours there, I would assume, weekdays, right? Or do you?
No, it's mainly my working studio. And, yeah, I host classes in there. So on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I typically have classes. And those are from 6 to 9-ish. And it's a beginning to advanced stained glass now. I have returning students. I'm coming to find that once somebody takes a class, they want to continue to come back. It's not only just learning stained glass. It's also kind of a community that's being built. And it's wonderful because it's a healing kind of thing. You know, art is healing, and I think the whole building kind of emanates that. You know, it's got this wonderful feeling about it, of creativity and stuff. But in my studio, I do stained glass. So I particularly do commission work when I'm working on my stuff. I will have a few things for sale this weekend, but mainly it's just to come and see the studio.
There's a bookstore there. I always peruse when I go in there. Mm-hmm. They've got tons of old books and so forth.
That's down our hall too.
Yeah, I bought my brother's Civil War book from it because he's a big Civil War fan. He loved it. It was a huge book, you know, one of those big hernia editions where you need a truss to carry down the hallway.
Right. Yeah.
My mother was not an artist by any stretch of the imagination, never even picked up a pencil to draw a circle or whatever. And one day she said, I'm going to paint.
No.
She bought an easel, bought some canvases, bought some paints, got a book, looked through it, and painted only two paintings. I have one in my house. My brother's got the other one. People who look at it think it's like museum art.
No.
Really?
So she painted two times and said, I'm done. She said, I just wanted to paint these two pictures. Mm-hmm. And people look at it and say, I can't believe it. It's so lifelike. One's an old Chinese man and one is a little girl.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And they're beautiful to look at. I can't. I said, why did you stop? Because I only wanted to paint those two.
Mm.
And then she packed That's up all her stuff and got rid of it and never painted again.
Oh, wow.
We had them framed, and they're hanging. One's hanging in my house, one's hanging in my brother's house.
That's some image she carried with her that she had to get out.
Yeah.
On a canvas.
She
That's
never
pretty
took
great.
A lesson in her life. She just bought it and went in the rec room one day when I was a little kid and just started painting. And
wow.
And she, when they dried, she says, I'm done.
Did that pass on to you, that ability to paint?
No. I'm still in the stick figures.
And
that's not even good. We're talking to Jim Messier and Anna Holiday. We're talking about the... a big open house coming up this Saturday at the 16th Street Business Center, the old Von Schrader building or Von Schrader building. What's the cross street there? Is it Memorial? No, what is it?
16th and Junction.
Junction.
Mm-hmm. Jim Messier and Anna Holiday are with me, and we're talking about the open house this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the 16th Street Business Center or the... when I looked it up, it said Art and Business Center.
Uh-huh.
And you're telling me something else. Does this have an official name, this building?
Racine Business Center is
Racine
far as
Business
I know.
Center, that's what it is. Racine Business Center on 16th Street and Junction.
Yeah.
And it's got a big Von Schrader or Von Schrader. We still haven't decided what that is yet on the side of the building. Yes. When you walk in there, the creaky wood floors, the elevator you don't think is going to work, and you think you're going to go plummeting to your death.
Old freight elevators,
But they work. They work just fine.
They do.
Okay, so, and we talked about the stain. You got your stained glass studio there, mainly for, you give lessons and so forth on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
And I do commissions. Yep.
Now, how big do you go with the stained glass?
Oh, my gosh. So right now, the one I'm working
size?
On, no, I'm not that big yet.
Okay.
Yet, I say. I am taking commissions, by the way. Right now, I'm working on a 5-foot by 1-foot.
That's big.
Yeah. The biggest one I've done is 7-foot by 2.
Well, those are church sizes. Yeah.
I mean, it was a false transom. My partner made the frame for it, and then we installed it into an old house, which is really cool. It's on Main Street.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Now, with all your stuff, what are you going to do with it someday? I mean, we're all not going to be here forever. Does anybody in your family want to take it over, you know of?
Not really, but...
maybe Emily will take it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's hard to say. I just plan on living until, you know... for a long time.
Well, people say to me, what are you going to do with all your stuff? When I'm in the ground, I really won't care what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't bother me. Do whatever you want with it.
Right.
And
yeah.
I have all these, I have like Let It Be by the Beatles on DVD, on VHS.
Uh-huh.
Oh. It was put out by United Artists, and then the Beatle Corporation, Yoko, stop it. You don't have the rights to the music. So they pulled it, and only a couple of thousand copies were made. I have one of them with the original box cover, the United Artists logo on it. And it's worth about $20. No, it's worth a little bit more than that. But I said to my son, what are you going to do with it? I said, you could do whatever you want with it. It doesn't matter to me. I won't be here.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
But
yeah.
you'd like to know it's going to continue on. Because you got some great pieces in your place.
Well, yeah.
Even your political posters.
Yeah, yeah.
All these crooked, all these politicians.
Yeah. That's some posters. Of them too, I'm sure. Yeah. And speaking of studios, Anna's studio, I think, is the only one in the whole building with her own private bathroom.
Oh,
is that right?
I do. I have a bathroom and suite. That was one of the things that we said to Tim when we were looking at a place was we need a bathroom. He's like, well, I actually have one that just came available. So we were lucky enough to get that one, and it's pretty great. And, saying some things of what to do with things, I just wanted to mention that the open house has so many artists. There's about 60 artists right now that are going to be in the building and participating. And it's the one chance or the second chance in the year that you can actually tour through that building and see all these wonderful studios and all the nooks and crannies of the building. And it's kind of your peek behind the curtain.
It is. It's interesting to go back in time through this building.
Yes. It's so cool.
And there were still manufacturers in there. I see lathes. Yes. I see equipment and everything.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's still a working factory.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
How many businesses do you think are in there?
I'm not sure.
I know there's 60 artists.
Are there 60 artists?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then.
Yeah.
Then you got people like him who just squirrel away everything you can find and receive.
There's Madame D's, which is a vintage clothing shop. She's on our block, if you will, in the building. There's Jen and Jude's Pottery that's over in the artist area. So there's a lot of really cool places in there. And you can do some holiday shopping because I know a lot of artists will have things for sale.
Sure.
So,
That's right. Yeah. Speaking of elevators, I think you can get up to the Empire State Building quicker than you can get up one floor at some of these elevators over there.
Yes, there will be elevator operators, so don't worry about that.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, I got a picture on my phone. I'm looking for it, and of course, I can't find it because there are thousands of pictures on here. We were at the, on the Taylor Avenue home for orphans.
Oh, yeah.
And there is a plaque, and I found it.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
The Orphanage Bell. Why don't you read it, Anna?
Loaned by Jim Mercier.
Jim Mercier loans the plaque. Notice it says on loan, not donated.
On loan.
It's on loan, which means I want it back someday. Got to be careful on the word.
Eventually be back in the studio.
Well, that was nice of you.
Bell.
Now, where did you get that bell?
I advertised for Racine memorabilia, and somebody had it. And
how do you know it's authentic, though?
He sort of proved that it was. He used to work there, and he got it when they closed down. It was in his family for years and years.
Is it hot and stolen? Or and now you're trafficking in stolen bells?
That's right. Add that to my list of crimes, right?
And I saw that. We were out there. We were taking a walk around the grounds, and we were sitting there. There's two benches there, and we were just sitting, and I said, whoa, look at this. I know this guy. He donated this. Didn't donate. He loaned the bell. Loaned. It means he wants it back. But you're not going to take it back.
No. Just in case something happens, to the whole complex or whatever, he'll be there forever.
Yeah.
He'll outlive me, I'm sure.
Well, that's very nice of you to do that. But when you go up to Jim's place on Saturday, you can spend hours in there looking around. There's even a couch when you get tired. You can sit down.
Yes.
Yeah.
But just walking around, looking at the history, these signs, the actual units, like the old Victrola, I like that name.
Mm-hmm.
And how far are you away from his place?
We're just right down the road. I always say road, but it's a hallway. It seems like a road.
Right down that creaky wooden hallway?
The same hallway, right. So you're going to pass Shea Bob, which Chit Chat is providing the food for.
Oh, they're in there. Okay,
So that's going to be good. Again. I think Esperanza Coffee is going to be there, too. But then we are, if you go north, which is really hard to orient yourself in there, but if you go directly away from Jim's place, you're going to run into Shea Bob. And then just shortly past that is my studio.
That's great. I'm going to stop by this Saturday.
Please do. 23. Alan Birch. It says Sean Meiser and Alan Birch.
I don't think I'm doing anything Saturday. I got to make, because I'm a very busy guy. I mean, there's Dateline episodes, 2020s I got to catch up on. A bunch of movies on TCM I got to catch up on.
Come support the arts. There's so many great artists. And you'll be so surprised at how many people you'll see that are in that building and the creative that we all are kind of in there. Nestled in throughout the year.
Okay, the Racine Business Center. Yeah. It's on 16th Street. Can't miss it, the Von Schrader Building. Yep. This Saturday, December 6th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Jim, Anna, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
I appreciate it.